We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Funky Buddha, goodness within. We're going to talk this hour with Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. But in the last segment, I was playing some stuff for Whittingham. Whittingham's in for Crowder, who is enjoying an extended Thanksgiving break. Tomorrow there's going to be a best of Hawk and Crowder from 2 till 6 on 790 The Ticket, and you'll have NFL football on 560 The Joe. But in the last segment, we played a couple songs for Solana that he'd never heard. We played the February bit with Solana. We played the Beat It song from Crowder, and we played my Feptember song. There's one other song people are texting in. They love this stuff, but somebody texts in, "You've got to play the Bob Bugner song."
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you
There's
ever heard
reference.
This. I know. I don't know if you ever heard. This is just a quintessential Hockman and Crowder moment, which is we have Vinny Trocheck on the air with us.
Yeah.
And Vinny had been on a couple of times, but he's not, you know, part of the show by any stretch of the imagination. Crowder wants to feel like he's in the know when it comes to the Panthers. And so he starts referring to Bob Bugner, the coach of the Panthers at that time, as Boogeyman. And I can't let it go.
Wouldn't you go Boogeyman?
Theoretically, if you look at Wikipedia, which is what Crowder was doing, it's like the first line. His nickname
really?
Is Boogeyman. Yeah. Now, I'm not aware of this, and I don't think that Crowder's earned the right to be calling Bob Bugner Boogeyman because he doesn't know anything about Bob Bugner, and nobody knows anything about Bob Bugner.
The go-to, by the way, with hockey is just turn into Boogs. Like every hockey
right.
person ever would call him Boogs.
So now Vinny Trocheck is on the line, but Crowder and I start arguing amongst ourselves because I can't let it go that he's calling him Boogeyman, and I don't feel like it's appropriate. And then I think Falero was our producer at this time. Falero turned it into a song. So you get the context of it. This okay. is the Boogeyman song, but you'll also hear the little back and forth that Crowder and I had while Vinny Trocheck is on the line leading up to this song.
Hey, yo,
light skin.
And the Boogeyman, Coach Bugner. Did he change it all? Second year, comfort level, you know, understanding you guys. Did Boogeyman change it all this season?
Why do you keep calling him Boogeyman?
That's his damn nickname, boy.
But you don't know him. Would you call him
Boogeyman? Vinny just said it's his nickname. Everybody knows it's on his Wikipedia. Boogeyman. 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 Boogeyman.
It's one of my favorite moments on the show, only because Crowder and I just both forgot Vinny Trocheck is on the phone.
You bulldozed poor Vinny Trocheck.
Yeah. And he's like, Vinny just called him Boogeyman. I'm like, but he didn't. And if he calls him Boogeyman, it's okay. He plays for him. Play it one more time, Solana, because I love the lead up to it where it just becomes me and Crowder and Vinny Trocheck. I just
like
picture him staring him at his phone. Like looking at the media relations person for the Panthers, like, you know, what do I do here? Do I say something? Play again real quick, Solana.
Hey, yo,
light skin.
And the Boogeyman, Coach Bugner. Did he change it all? Second year, comfort level, you know, understanding you guys. Did Boogeyman change it all this season?
Why do you keep calling him Boogeyman?
That's his damn nickname, boy.
But you don't know him. Would you call
Vinny
him Boogeyman?
Vinny just said it's his nickname. Everybody knows it's on his Wikipedia. Boogeyman. 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 Boogeyman.
Oh, I love that.
I love how you are amused by yourself being a pedant. Like you amuse yourself with just how much of a pedant you are at all times.
It's one of my favorite character traits.
Of yourself.
Yes. It's one of the reasons I love me. All right. Let's get headlines here. 5 o'clock headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
These are your headlines from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk. We got some football tomorrow, guys. Thanksgiving Day. Football, a tradition like no other. Just two games, though, tomorrow. The 8:20 p.m. game, which was supposed to be the third game scheduled for tomorrow, Baltimore at Pittsburgh, moved to Sunday because of COVID-19 impacting the Baltimore Ravens. So,
and impacting the viewing public.
And good the betting public.
12:30, Houston at Detroit. 4:30, Washington at Dallas. Both of those games can be heard on WQAM.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. So I don't care what anybody says.
I've got Viva Hawk Vegas on the line.
And, now and you've got stakes.
And it's terrible. So there, those are two things that I don't, in combination, make it even worse.
We did have some news in the NBA today. The NBA has postponed the 2021 NBA All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis.
Yep.
As for the Miami Heat, they officially signed Precious Achiuwa, their 20th overall selection in this year's NBA draft.
All right, very cool.
Some Dolphins notes today. Tua Tagovailoa was listed on the Dolphins injury report today. He was limited in practice with a thumb injury.
We're going to talk with Ben Volen in the next segment from the Boston Globe. Now, those of you that listen to this show know that Ben, his opinion on Tua Tagovailoa is that he never should have been starting in the first place, that the Dolphins should have ridden with Ryan Fitzpatrick. So we'll see if he feels vindicated.
If he is repentant.
I don't think he's repentant, only based on the text that I got from him the moment that Tua was pulled from the game. But
I love that there are people that give takes on this program and then they text you about how right they were. We both got one from Sedano last week after
Sedano was right though. They went on and got Avery Bradley.
Avery Bradley, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Manny Diaz, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, he said today via Zoom, a Zoom press conference, that he is feeling much better after contracting COVID-19 last week.
What would you say the chances are of the Hurricanes playing next Saturday? 60%,
was that the
70%?
December 5th? Is next Saturday December 5th?
It's a week Saturday.
A week from Saturday. Yeah. Yeah. So they still got. Yeah, I think they'll play. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it'll have been 3 weeks. Yeah.
Speaking of the Miami Hurricanes, the UM women's basketball team opened their season today with a W. They beat the Jacksonville Dolphins. Katie Myers, the head coach of the UM women's basketball team, her 20th season today as head coach in the NCAA, 16th year Miami.
We love Coach Meyer.
Solana just had a moment where he stopped before saying UM women's basketball program, and I know that all three of us in our head are going, all right, let's see the mistake. And Solana,
I'm guessing he was going to say Lady Canes, and then he decided, is that, you know, not appropriate in 2020? I know exactly what happened.
For me, I'm terrified of a pregnant pause around this show because who knows what's coming next.
But I've learned a pregnant pause is better than misspeaking.
That's true.
That's true.
Alabama's Nick Saban, he tested positive for COVID-19. We learned earlier today he will miss the Bama-Auburn game scheduled for this Saturday.
Yeah, Solana had given that headline earlier, and a couple people texted in. I thought he had already tested positive. He had a false positive in October and ended up coaching that weekend because he kept testing until it's like taking the ACT 15 times till you get a score that you're proud of. He kept testing till he got a negative, and then he coached. But now he's actually got some mild symptoms, they say.
Sad news in the soccer world. Diego Maradona, Argentinian legend, died at the age of 60 today.
Yeah, Rushmore of soccer players earlier.
Do this again?
Recap as we move along here. It was Pele.
Mm-hmm. This is soccer players in all of history, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Diego Maradona.
Okay. Wait, what?
David Beckham.
Say Maradona again?
Diego Maradona.
You're turning into an E. It's Maradona.
Maradona.
You're getting further away. Maradona.
David Beckham and Freddie Adu.
Ridiculous. Just the blatant disrespect for this sport. Cristiano Ronaldo, Messi, nowhere to be seen. How is that possible?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's your list.
Soccer. I mean, you can only have four, so that's the danger of having a Mount Rushmore. You can only have four.
David Beckham wouldn't even be on the Mount Rushmore of English players in England.
If you ask people in England,
give the Mount Rushmore of footballers in the history of England. David Beckham would not make the Mount Rushmore.
Wrong.
I'm telling you.
Okay, but it's wrong.
Okay.
Finally, guys, this is big news for you, Hawk. Radio Shack is making a return for the third time, online only.
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing like the pleasure in the 70s and 80s of walking into a Radio Shack and being able to find that little wire that needed.
For me, in 2011, so when I was running the sports department at WVUM, we used to use old POTS technology. So, like, we would do our broadcast over phone lines. And so I would, the only place where I can get technology if something broke was in Radio Shack. There's one on US-1 across the street from the UM campus, and I would go there all the time, like, just in case, like, maybe they had some kind of old bit of technology that I could use. I would go there all the time.
Oh, the best. Walking into a Radio Shack and getting a VCR head cleaner, getting the liquid.
What?
Oh, what a pleasure. What? Yeah, you just had to be alive in the 80s to understand.
I love how, it is a relic of that specific time. Like, there will never be another time where
because there was no online shopping, and the big box retailers didn't have these little items that you needed, you know? You need a little AB switch. You needed an RCA cable, yeah.
Yeah.
And they knew what they were doing back there, like the employee, and it was
just,
I mean, but, you know, like, I understand, you know, in 2020 how they couldn't stay afloat, you know, having all their inventory tied up in a wire that, you know, one person needed a week.
Well, and also, you know, everything is on Amazon now. Like,
right.
Literally, like, you can build yourself a home studio out of things on Amazon.
Yeah. But, man, Radio Shack was the best.
Those are your headlines from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk. The perfect beer for your home tailgate, Modelo Especial, a beer brewed with the fighting spirit. Here's your weather update from the Ectrogen Weather Center right now in South Florida. Partly cloudy, around 72 degrees currently. Tonight, the lows will drop to around 79. I'll give you a quick Thanksgiving Day weather report. 82 degrees will be your high. Tomorrow, the lows will drop to around 72. Nice, sunny,
beautiful,
and cloudy day tomorrow for Thanksgiving. That report brought to you by Rubenstein Law. Go ahead, Hawk.
I was going to say, it has to be the only place in the country where you could sweat on Thanksgiving.
I was thinking, like, the people that are listening on radio.com in different states have to just be like, oh my God, are you kidding me?
Well,
82
actually, you know
or 72?
I feel like, under normal circumstances, I imagine there's a huge swath of the population that wouldn't want it to be that warm on Thanksgiving, that it wouldn't feel like Thanksgiving unless there were falling leaves and it was 50 degrees outside.
Okay, whatever makes them feel better. Yeah, okay.
I don't get it. There are people like, oh, I need seasons. Like,
yeah,
I,
those
I
are people that have to like, endure seasons. It, wait till they don't have to endure it anymore.
Even like after they've come here, they're like, oh, like it's like they have a Stockholm syndrome of cold. Like, it's the weirdest thing.
That was your report brought to you by Rubenstein Law. Injured in a car accident or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Also open on weekends.
All right. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe, senior NFL writer. He's going to talk some Tua with us in a moment here. I want to talk about mobilegourmetfoods.com. I know it feels like Friday, but it's Wednesday. And maybe you want to get some really cool gifts for people. A lot of people do their shopping on Friday. They'll do it online. How about doing it online at mobilegourmetfoods.com? This is your one-stop shop for gourmet luxury food items. Incredible gift options. I told you, you know, last week my wife sent to her friend was celebrating her 50th birthday, had 2 pounds of stone crabs and the mustard sauce delivered to her house. But think about holiday gifts, you know, sending someone you love like Japanese A5 Wagyu beef or dry-aged prime steaks or lobster tails or stone crabs or caviar, white truffles from Italy, Or maybe you want to get some stuff for your house, you know, for the holiday season. They've got sushi-grade tuna, salmon, free-range organic chicken. They've got the Wagyu burgers and Franks. They've got the world-famous, I've got them in my freezer right now, the world-famous Ditka-cooked Berkshire pork baby back ribs. MobileGourmetFoods.com. That is the website. You can get desserts there. Guava cheesecake, which I had last night. They've got the Midnight Madness chocolate cake, key lime pies. Gourmet food as a Christmas or Hanukkah gift. That is a brilliant idea. And even better, you don't have to leave the safety and comfort of your own home to do the shopping. You just go to MobileGourmetFoods.com. They'll deliver the food right to your door. They're a South Florida company. It's not like they're shipping it through the mail. They will deliver it right to your front door in one of their trucks or vans. And we got our Thanksgiving turkey delivered here on Saturday, and we're excited to cook it up tomorrow. So anyway, here's the great deal. Right now, for my listeners, there's a discount going on because Black Friday has already started at MobileGourmetFoods.com. You get 20% off nearly the entire site if you use the code HOLIDAY20 when you're checking out. So you don't even need to wait until Friday. This is an incredible opportunity. Again, get some Japanese Wagyu or caviar or some great gift for someone on your list. Go to MobileGourmetFoods.com. Use the promo code HOLIDAY20 when you're checking out. And by the way, you could buy the gifts now, schedule delivery close to Christmas or Hanukkah, and that way you take advantage of the 20% off, but you do your shopping and get it out of the way right now. So again, you go to MobileGourmetFoods.com, enjoy the biggest discount yet, MobileGourmetFoods.com, South Florida's luxury food specialty shop. All right, we'll talk a little NFL with Ben Volen from the Boston Globe next here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show. Hock and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Funky Buddha, goodness within. This is going to begin a long holiday weekend for most of us. I am having a text back and forth with a listener who's like, you know, listening to our interview there with Ben Volen from the Boston Globe, and he texted me like, it's not even close, Hawk, that it's a stupid argument. The offense ran better under Ryan Fitzpatrick. So I texted him back. I said, Tua threw for a touchdown Sunday. Fitzy didn't. Tua did not throw an interception Sunday. Fitzy did. Like, I mean, statistically...
You're saying off of two series? He needed to throw a touchdown and not an interception.
But the offense runs better under Ryan Fitzpatrick.
You can watch football. Like, you watch a bunch of football, right? You'll watch Washington-Dallas gleefully tomorrow, right? You watch so much football to not apply even an ounce of nuance in what you saw. Like,
this is very convenient for somebody that loves statistics like yourself.
No, I do love statistics, but watch the game also. Like, you can watch
in
the game.
In five games, tell me statistically that you cannot argue that the offense runs better under Tua Tagovailoa. In five games, Tua has six touchdowns, no interceptions, and a QBR of 100. Right? Ryan Fitzpatrick, 10 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, QBR of 92.
Can you give me the time to look up the total yardage in the offense in the last 4 weeks?
No, but it's dropped. Understood, but also they're 3-1. I mean, ultimately, you're judged by wins and losses, no?
You know what? Like, not in this instance. I mean, like, some of it is a more global thing with Tua, right? Because I want him to be a franchise savior. I want him to be what Patrick Mahomes is to the Chiefs, where you just feel every year they can compete for the Super Bowl. And right now, through 4 games, I'm not feeling great, albeit it's early. But for me, it's more about just you watch the offense and its flow. So on Sunday, right? First possession, 3-and-out. Then you have the touchdown off the interception. Then it's 3-and-out, 3-and-out, 3-and-out. 14 plays, field goal. Like that. That's a bunch of 3-and-outs.
Sure.
And it's not just this week, right? Like, the offense does not look the same. Tua does not have the same command of the field, the command of the offensive line. It's not getting Devontae Parker as involved. Like, there are things that have dropped off, which isn't to say that I think Ryan Fitzpatrick should play. What I am saying is, for the moment, before we've seen Tua's development, Fitzpatrick is a better quarterback for this offense.
Yeah, I would disagree with that. I would disagree with that. I don't think you can say that factually when every statistic says otherwise, including the overall record. Again, that's not to say that I don't acknowledge Tua holds onto the ball too long, that Tua doesn't seem to want to scramble when he has a lane to scramble. Like, it's not to say that he shouldn't take a deep shot every now and then, even if there's some coverage. Like, there's absolutely room for improvement. But to look at those four games and say definitively, this offense is better under Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think is silly, because statistically, it's not. And record-wise, it's not. And Ryan Fitzpatrick threw the game-losing interception on Sunday. Tua didn't.
But in terms of total yardage gain, right, or even their individual passing yardage, right, the ball is moving more. Yes, there are touchdowns. We should also say that, I mean, on a number of occasions, Tua has taken the ball over following turnovers on the opponent's side of the field. You get touchdowns for that, but is that Tua doing well, or is that Tua just taking advantage of
a
situation?
But if you want to give it context, like maybe like a touchdown drive of 40 yards in your mind doesn't have the kind of pizzazz a touchdown drive of 80 yards does, because he got more total yardage,
but
Fitzpatrick.
Even like,
But that's not fair, because you're not giving it the context of he can't help it if it's a shorter field.
Well, okay, here's another one, right? Tua's longest completion in his four starts. Against the Rams, it was 15 yards. Against the Cardinals, it was 35 yards. Against the Chargers, it was 23 yards. And against Denver, it was 13 yards. His longest completion was 13 yards. There's been a significant...
Again, you're picking one game, though. You're ignoring the 35-yard one.
I mean, 35 isn't impressive. As a longest completion in an NFL game, 35 yards? Like, that's career long. Like, but Fitzpatrick threw a 70-yard pass this season.
Right, understood, but he's been playing for 20 years.
Understood, but we're talking about right now. We're talking about down 10 in the fourth quarter on Sunday. Who gives you a better chance? Fitzpatrick did, which again isn't to say that he should have been pulled, right? But if Brian Flores is trying to make the playoffs this season and is trying to win that game, he does have some justification for making that decision, in my opinion.
Oh, he's obviously got justification. I don't think there's any question about that. I'm just telling you that I think it was fool's gold to think that Ryan Fitzpatrick was going to come in and magically do something to the offense when you know he throws interceptions.
But he did.
We know that.
Okay, but he did, right? He put you in a position, right? Because you're talking about, well, Tua, you know, could have done that. But to have even been put in the position following a game in which you've done nothing but go three and out, he goes 8 plays, 44 yards for a field goal, 12 plays, 84 yards, and then throw, like, for me, it's the 12 plays, 84 yards that is more unlikely for Tua to have achieved than the interception. Right?
Yeah, I would say that's crazy. Like, to think that Tua could not put together an 84-yard drive, even if he's had a crappy game up until then.
It's likelihood.
That's not true. That's not true. That's an opinion. Like, it's not. You can't say that. It's not true. Like, if you look at Tua Tagovailoa and his career in college, you can't say that he can't put together an 84-yard drive. And more often than not, it's going to end up in an interception for Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's just why I thought the decision was bad.
More often than not. I mean,
I think in that situation, in a situation where you need a touch, he's not known as the comeback kid, Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's known for having a four touchdown game, a five touchdown game. But
his whole thing is Fitzmagic, right? His whole thing is like he can
for a game, not a comeback. I would, like, he's not the guy that I would turn to and say, oh, I need this magical drive. He's the guy to do it. He either has a great game or a bad game, generally, right? I mean, that's not, I don't think I'm saying anything that's out of line.
But I think, like, I think Fitzmagic started with a big comeback. I forget with which of his eight teams it was.
Well, I'd hope he's had one in 15 seasons. I don't
know. But, like, he just has, like, a quality where it's, like, it's explosivity, right? It's the opportunity to push the ball downfield quickly. Like, that's what he's known for.
He'll zing a ball downfield, which oftentimes ends up in an interception. I'm not saying that I don't like his style of play, because I do. Mm-hmm. I love offense. I love a guy that's willing to zing it. I'm just saying, I don't think that there's any reason to think Tua can't put together an 84-yard drive, even if he's done nothing. You know, it's like a basketball game where somebody's been terrible for three quarters, and in the fourth quarter, they put up 16 points and six assists.
Totally,
like, it happens in sports all the time.
We got
to wrap it up, though. We're running out of time here.
I think
we're
actually
overtime.
In this experiment, it's worth finding out.
Yes, I totally agree.
But Brian Flores, in trying to get to 7-3, decided that Fitzpatrick is more likely, and I think he has the basis to say that.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't have made the decision, but I'm not the head coach. There's a reason I'm not the head coach. I would have stuck with Michael Agnew for another couple seasons just to see what he has. What's coming up at 6 o'clock on the radio station, Solana, which is already 6 o'clock?
On the ticket, we got Ticket Rewind with Dan Day.
All right. And on 560?
Dan, you're going to have to help me out here. Honestly, I have no idea.
What did you do? You checked out? You know I ask you at the end of every show.
We're like a tag ESPN team. Radio? No, we're like a tag team. Yeah, it's all good.
All right, tag them in.
Tagged in. Okay, it's Hurricane Weekly with Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr.
Oh, my guys.
All right. Very good. All right. Yeah. Oh, your guys. All right. If you missed anything on the show today, use the radio.com app, use the rewind feature, and you can go back and listen to anything you may have missed. Nice job, Chris Whittingham, filling in for Channing Crowder. We're off. Me and Crowder are off tomorrow and Friday. Tomorrow, again, NFL football on 560 all afternoon long, and Best of Hawk and Crowder on 790 The Ticket from 2 till 6. And on Friday, you will hear Alejandro Solana doing his sizzle from 2 till 6 on both 560 and 790. Everybody have a great and safe Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much, but don't eat too little as well. And we will speak with you el lunes.
Baisha.
I bought an 85-inch TV because I have a small penis.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, you need, need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, you need.
Oh, no!
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.